Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
We're joined this morning by a guy that we were joined by Friday, and I'm really glad we're joined so quickly by him again. It's Joe DeGeneva. He's a legal analyst and a former U.S. attorney. And Joe, first of all, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. And you've had some time now to think about a little bit more about James Comey's testimony. What other pearls of wisdom have risen to the top, things that have bugged you over the weekend?
Well, I think that one thing has been firmly established, that James Comey demonstrated that he is a scheming and manipulative individual. That testimony before the committee last week was absolutely remarkable because he was so brazen in the way he showed that he manipulated everyone around him, including his staff, the President of the United States, a couple of attorneys general. He was a one-man disreputable band, and he was clearly demonstrated himself to be weak when he succumbed to Loretta Lynch's insistence that he call the Clinton email investigation a matter rather than an investigation. He showed himself, I think, quite brazenly to be politically corrupt. And I must say, I think the loser in that testimony, and I think any honest Democrat would admit it, was James Comey. Did a lot of damage to himself. I think he's slowly losing his patina and that little halo that he put on his own head. And he's got kind of devilish horns growing out of his head right now, along with a long red tail.
And so, you know, you have the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara, was on the Sunday shows this weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're among several people who's made the case that James Comey destroyed the case for obstruction from the president. But he said no one knows right now whether there's a provable case of obstruction, but there's no basis to say there's no obstruction. Do you agree with that assessment?
Oh, I disagree. I know Preet. He's a fine fellow, but let's remember who he is. He's a wounded Democrat, fired by the President of the United States. He says he refused to return the President's call. Let's see now. He took two calls from the President-elect, but refused to take the call from the President of the United States. That's the grounds to fire the United States attorney, no matter what. I have no idea what he's thinking of with regard to the obstruction case. What he's saying is, well, I think there's enough here to investigate. Well, la-di-da, you know, you can investigate just about anything. But in terms of what's on the record, there's no evidence that anybody thought the president was trying to obstruct justice. He asked a very simple series of questions. I hope you can find your way not to continue the investigation. Not something I would have done. I think it was ill-advised on the part of the president. I don't think it was smart, but I also don't think it was obstruction of justice. We'll see what Mr. Mueller does. I think Mr. Mueller needs to worry about serious stuff, and that wasn't, believe me, that's not serious. There were plenty of reasons to fire Comey, the most important of which was his conduct during the Clinton email investigation scandal. His conduct there was despicable and disreputable.
Is it, speaking of Democrats, on CNN there was an exchange with Dianne Feinstein, and she was asked whether Lynch was providing cover for Clinton when she asked
right.
James Comey to say that it was a matter, not an investigation. And she said that, I would have a queasy feeling too, though, to be candid with you. But she said, I think we need to know more about that, and there's only one way to know about it, and that's to have the Judiciary Committee take a look at that. So that, to me, was very big, did not get a lot of play in the media. Do you think that's ever going to happen?
I think it will. I think the committee is going to look at and bring in Loretta Lynch for sworn testimony. And they're going to give her some very interesting testimony, not only about that, but show how it related to her meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona, with former President Bill Clinton. I don't think there's any doubt that Loretta Lynch and her predecessor, Eric Holder, were two of the single most political attorneys general in the history of the department. They ignored major criminal scandals inside the administration, refused to allow investigation, covered up for the IRS. I mean, the cases are endless in which she and Holder presided over, quite frankly, a politically corrupt Department of Justice. But they're not embarrassed by it because they're Democrats. And Democrats can do whatever they want. And they're complicit with the media in this. And that's why you haven't heard about a lot about Loretta Lynch and Comey falling like a silly little boy, deciding he's going to call it a matter because Loretta Lynch basically ordered him to do so. What an embarrassment for an FBI director. You know what he should have said to her? He should have said to her, "Madam Attorney General, it's an investigation. That's what I'm going to call it. And if you don't like it, there's nothing you can do about it." I mean, what's clear about Comey was he never wanted to resign because he never wanted to leave the stage. He got a thrill out of being a player in all of this, no matter how disruptive he was.
You know, another attorney general that came up last week was Jeff Sessions, because during the course of that testimony, James Comey alleged that Jeff Sessions was silent in the face of various requests that Comey was making to him. Sessions and the Department of Justice have since rebutted that claim, saying that no, he wasn't silent at all. And now Attorney General Jeff Sessions is expected to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee, we believe, tomorrow. What are you making of the fact that Sessions will testify, and what do you expect to come out of it?
Well, I expect him to refute James Comey. I hope he does so in a way that is dramatic. Although Jeff is not a very dramatic person. He's kind of a low-key Southern guy. He really doesn't get excited and lose his temper. He ought to just smack down Comey. He ought to say he's delighted that he's no longer the FBI director, that Comey was an insidious force inside the department, a force for disruption. And I think Jeff will take him down. And I hope he does. He should, because Comey is really, when you look at what he has done since July 5th, 2016, through the current time when he's testified and his leaking of documents to the New York Times through a friend, you must, no one, even a loving Democrat who hated him when he was making Hillary Clinton's life miserable and love him now that he's making Trump's life miserable, even the Democrats have to admit that it is a very good thing that he is no longer FBI director, because he became a dangerous and politically corrupt public figure.
Do you think at the end of the day we will see President Trump testify?
He should not testify under any set of circumstances. That is a terrible suggestion that the president made, President Trump. It was stupid. I don't know what he's thinking of. He's not a businessman anymore. He's the damn president of the United States. He doesn't testify anywhere unless it's compelled by the Supreme Court of the United States. What a silly thing for him to do. He just doesn't know when to shut up for his own good.
All right. Well, you heard it here. I'm glad. Thank you, Mary. That was a great question. Great answer. It was great to talk to you, Joe, today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.